rocking and rolling. Who was that? 哎。Got to change to the lady.
Ken's a forum substitute only. hopefully before any of my family out of the office, you get the HSA will be paying you.
Thank you. Fire a couple of shots and they told him to piss off out of it, so he did. So, I mean, if they caught one, they actually caught, took a photo, managed to take a photo of all those hundreds of people. I mean, how many more were there? And it just seemed like, that basically, they're not sure who fired first. Obviously, the Irish say it was them, and the British say they were fired upon first. And on the strength of it, who would you rather believe? I mean, somebody that's been living in Ireland for 20 years now, with all that happening around him, being able to be got at by the IRA, or a British body who may be up on a murder trial. You know, at the end of the day, it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. They've both got stuff to lose by admitting the truth.
Yeah.
So it really does seem that.
They got on the murder trial, haven't
they? No, they were. That's what they were called for, wasn't it, when it all happened? The old reverend of somebody or other, he charged the powers with willful murder and stuff. But, basically, it just seemed like there was no real evidence as to who fired first, and there was no conclusion that the program could draw about that. But there was certainly IRA government there. The Paris, it's like, without a doubt, did kill innocent people. But what the belt mentioned was like, with those high power weapons, they may, alright, it's unfortunate somebody may have got shot, but it may not have been an aim shot. It may have been a ricochet or anything like that. Like I said, those SMRs have got a kill range of up to 3 miles. So, fucking well interesting. I've got two or three calls from the car. One mate come round. He says he's going to come round again tomorrow and have a look at it again. Or bring up tomorrow. One bloke says he might ring up tomorrow, a woman says she'll come round at the weekend, and another bloke says
it's a Dolomite.
So hopefully, I've written the paper at 5:50, but I told that matey last night, he said, what's your minimum offer? I said, well, I want 400 for it, I'm not going to take any less. So I was sort of in and out of that, but I actually got much of that vote. He shouldn't have told me, fuck him. He comes back to 400, he comes back to 350, and then he comes back to minimum offer. There is no negotiation now. This program's well interesting. Oh man, there was naming people on there and everything, they were getting done. I mean, they did some reconstruction of interviews at the Paradigm, and one of the actors said, he was a Welshman, and he said, oh, you know, with all the adrenaline going, all the people, like, you see four men running out, one of them may have his hand in his pocket or something, but down by his legs, Para thinks, oh, he's gonna pull up his lower, right, pull up with me, mate, and all this, and, he said, you know, bang, bang, it's over in a split second. You don't have time to make decisions and stuff. I was there and there were people running all over the place and nobody really knew what was going on and all this sort of stuff. And he was probably one of the most honest about it. Well, one of the most not honest, but more willing to speak about it. And he had this other one who was right, you know, like, well, I'm all detained and firm and I'm willing to go on this score. He says, what do you mean? He says, well, look. You know, all I know is that we was fired upon first. He said, I ain't saying no more than that. Says, you'll take me into territory. Or I'm not willing to go. And the only thing that all of them said categorically was that they were fired upon first. But the trouble is, they've had fucking 20 years to think up their side, and so have the, so have the Irish.
Is this the only...
How many pounds do you reckon shot them?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
because I mean, any one of them could have said, "Oh, well, we were being fired upon first," and then they could have heard their colleagues fucking
gun
going on.
The other thing was, it wasn't towards the end of the program. They weren't so much concentrating on who fired first because
just no evidence either way to support either story. The Irish say there was no government, there was nobody running with guns, but that's bullshit because they've actually, you know, there were three gunmen worth spotting one night. If you could manage to get one photo of a gunman in all that crowd, how many more were there that you couldn't get a photo of, you know? So that's bullshit for a start. Basically, they said that they only fired upon identified targets, guns or mailboxes. And, the thing is, paras are a highly disciplined, highly trained regiment. Apparently, at that time, you weren't even allowed to go out there without at least 5 years' experience in the regiment. You know, they were seasoned soldiers, they knew what the score was. And I can't believe that they negligently and indiscriminately fired off and into a fleeing civilian crowd. No, because there was women and children there, and nearly all of them had wives and kids. And there was reports from like the Irish saying, oh yeah, they were mixing body, comparing body counts with people and fucking laughing and joking over dead bodies. And my old man said, yeah, if you just see somebody shot, most people's defence is to laugh and joke about it. You know, I don't know if you've ever met any sort of 12-year-old man, but the servicemen have a unique sense of humour. They can laugh at anything. You know, they can see somebody with his guts split out in front of them and they'll fucking crack a joke out about it. It's the only way they can stop themselves cracking up or fucking crying, sort of thing. And there was just no conclusive evidence. The only thing that was abundantly clear was that at least 9 innocent people got killed, and maybe 3 more. So there was only one there which was definitely an IRA contact, and they knew about, which doesn't mean to say that doesn't matter for IRA things. But they only have one that was definitely on the 17th. And the other 3 may or may not have been firing weapons. Like I said, just the fact of shaking your hand, I've fired a weapon, and then he goes and does a forensic test on you, it looks like you've fired a weapon. So lead, plus one of them was known to have been a world recently, or a soldier, so the evidence on those 3 wasn't very conclusive. It still doesn't
clear them, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, all the squaddies were saying, you know, if you ever see the fire, they don't stop and look around them, they get down into cover. He said, how are they supposed to know who's firing on them? You know?
This is true.
And he said, we had a couple of men fire our own ricochets. One of them said, you know, so how the hell can they say which direction the fire's coming from? But that, I mean, some of them were saying, like, this may be run out. It was going across this patch of open space with a soldier. He obviously saw a soldier. And as he did that, apparently he got shot through there and out the other side of him. So the thing is, the thing that was inconsistent in that story is if he's doing that direction, how did he get shot from that way? Where the person who's telling the story is apparently coming from.
Yeah.
No, it's all right, Alright, there may have been a soldier there, but they've just come from that direction.
Yeah.
You know, he's going around and they're coming like that direction. And he's looked around and he's seen a soldier, and the mate is doing it. He's gone, this is how I did it, and then he put his hand like this, and he's fucking put his hands up. And as he's done that, he's got shot through the body from the side. Which is from the...
Still alive?
No, he blew his chest out. You don't get hit in the upper body with an SLR and fucking live. That's what he would do anyway.
Well, how do you know
Hey?
Well,
that's if it was a British soldier, it was an SLR.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, it could have been a fucking IRA.
Exactly. The thing is, these bullets don't tend to stop inside people unless it's an extreme range. So, never tell.
Harry,
but yeah, I mean, there was just so many inconsistencies on the Irish witnesses' story side of it, you know. Like, what one mate, he said, oh, I was running out, and all of a sudden I felt a pain from here.
Oh no, it's his upper arm. See what he's all fucking. His upper, he's got big forearms, a big sort of muscle that size. And it's really wasting this side, even after 20 years. He must have had a huge mess of his arm. And apparently, one mate got shot in the back running away. Well, no, 5 out of the 13 got shot in the back. Which, again, doesn't fucking mean anything. You know, that's. Like I said, if there's IRA supporters there, and that. You're telling me you've seen one of your comrades fucking get shot, you're not going to try and pick up his weapon and stuff. I mean, look, it was just a perfect opportunity to get one over on the British forces. And like I said, I don't think the Japaras were entirely blameless. But then again, I don't think they ever have been in any of their fucking conflicts. They're not angels. They're a hard regiment, but they're also highly disciplined and highly trained. Oh, but the other thing, I couldn't see what good. I mean, it's not the anniversary of it or anything, so I don't know why they brought the programme out. Because I can't see what interviewing people 20 years after the thing happened can do.
Not fucking not.
It was a well interesting programme, I'll give them that though.
Not a deal.
Yeah, but my old man, he was driving the pig, one of the pigs that Lieutenant Colonel Will. Was in, who was the commanding officer at the time there. And he was in there. And my old man knows for certain that at that time they were under fire. Because they drove in and picked up two bodies and put them in the back of the pig, all under fire.
Yeah.
So he knows for a fact that there were guns. As to who shot first, as he told the tribunal. He will never know.
Is that your old man?
Yeah. Nearly every soldier that was there got put in front of Lord Widgery, or somebody. Yeah. And the programme condemned him a bit. Because basically he didn't seem to take into account a lot of evidence from either side. You know, he didn't seem to handle the case very well. It was sort of more like a just get it over with quickly and forget it sort of thing. I don't know though. I mean, he allowed that the fact that they could have been unarmed innocent men and all that, but he also condemned 3 of them on the evidence on this lead, which he really shouldn't have done. He should have left an open verdict on those 3 because lead could be transferred and all this.
I mean, lead can be picked up, and if you don't, then you can probably put your hand on the exhaust and pick up lead.
Apparently, if you could get in fine detail enough, we'd have lead on us now. This is why this carbon dioxide and stuff from the exhaust is so bad.
Yeah. Run your hand round the inside of the 300 exhaust system and
They had this MP there from the SDLP for 1969-72, and he's a pacifist, and he apparently went and spoke to the leader of the Provisional IRA.
Jerry
Adams.
I don't know who he was.
And apparently he asked him, but are any of your men going to be there? Because if there are, he said, I'm going to pull out and I'm going to use all my influence to stop the march. And the IRA chief said, no, there will not be any gunmen there. So I thought, yeah, fucking right, oh yeah, that's easy to say. And then the reporter said, and you believe him? And do you know, the feeble excuse was, a small community, he said, you know what's going on.
Fuck.
Exactly, I mean, this is the IRA, they're not part of any fucking small community, they are a community under themselves. Yeah. And that's that was his answer to the question of did you believe him or something? You know.
Very well.
In order, it's quite interesting.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
Hello, Mike.
How's everyone's morning?
Napping.
Fuck. You? Up at half past 7. Fucking hell, John.
Set the alarm for 6:30.
It's another half hour in bed. He's moaning about it.
An hour in bed.
Half past six.
No. I didn't work.
cup of coffee, the old man was well happy.
DEA, Wednesday night. They've got two blokes.